All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be speaking with an individual who has quite the intriguing fight going down on November the 26th. It goes at 1 Next Gen 3. We have Lito Adewang and Jared Brooks getting out there to the circle and testing skills and speaking to Lito right now. How's the training going ahead of this one here, man?
Training is going well. We're really preparing well for this fight.
Yeah, and I'm curious because I imagine you're quite excited to be getting out there just because this was originally scheduled for April there. Like, how excited are you to finally get out there and test skills with Brooks after initially supposed to having been fighting in April there?
Yeah, the April fight cancellation, I consider that a blessing and a positive thing for me because... Yeah, I've checked more on Brooks' strength and weaknesses. I've studied his game, and it has given me some time to prepare very well for him. So this time I'm very confident and I'm very eager to face him.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I was kind of going to ask about that too, because it was like your fight with Hexa Getu, it got canceled at one point there and then fought later on in the year. Like, was there a certain level of benefit to getting to game plan more in that fight that you think you'll also have with this Brooks fight kind of being canceled, just more time to game plan and everything?
Yeah. So, yeah, the thing there is, I've developed more on my game, and yeah, that cancellation gave me more experience. It's like the April fight, I faced Kawahara and Hexi. So those fight give me more experience, and it has given me more game to face Jared Brooks.
Yeah, and I had noticed that the reason for the fight kind of falling by the wayside was the positive COVID-19 test there. It seemed like Team Lakai got hit kind of hard with that earlier in the calendar year there. Like, what was your experience with all of that? Did it hinder the training at all, or pretty much just, you know, back to it right away, just like the bout canceled as like a precaution kind of thing?
So, yeah, that COVID hit me quite hard. So after I've recovered on it, I jumped back on the gym and made sure that I regain what I've lost during that COVID time. So now I'm very fit, I'm ready, and well prepared.
Yeah, well, glad to hear you're feeling better. Just such a wild thing, a lot of like varying, you know, experiences people have with all that there. But I mentioned working at Team Lakai, and I'm kind of wondering specifically in terms of like training partners who you're working with ahead of this one, like who are the main people you'd credit for preparing you for this upcoming Brooks fight?
So I've got a lot of training partners leading to this fight. One is our strawweight champion Joshua, and Jomar Pop. And all the flyweight guys that's near on my weight, they helped me a lot on this fight.
Yeah, I'd seen an interview with Jared Brooks kind of talking about your training arrangement there. I thought it was kind of a curious characterization that he had there. He was saying he felt that there was, I guess, a lack of wrestling-based training partners you could work with, and he obviously is a pretty heavy wrestling style. Like, have you been working a lot of wrestling in this camp, and do you think that's like a mischaracterization on his end, saying that there's not as many wrestling-based training partners at Team Lakai?
So, and that's quite off. If that's what he thinks, then it's a big mistake for him thinking that way, because I got a lot of good training partners. They're very technical in wrestling also. And one thing is, the base we got is Wushu. So in Wushu, we do some takedowns also. So we're quite familiar on wrestling. It's just we needed to capitalize on how to control once we're on the ground. So we've been working on that. So let's see, because Jared thinks that way, and I'm coming to prove that we got a high-level wrestling skill also.
Yeah, absolutely. And you also mentioned getting to work with the current strawweight champion, Joshua Passio. I mean, that seems like a true iron sharpens iron kind of dynamic, both you guys being, you know, ranked within that top five now there, and both of you seem like you're just really on a roll there. So I imagine massive benefits for both of you guys getting in that kind of work with each other.
Yeah, it's that's the thing. We're trying to sharpen each other, and we know the level. Joshua is a champion for a reason, so and working with him, yeah, you'll definitely level up.
Yeah, I was thinking it was cool, though, like some of the aspects of the martial arts journey, though, and you mentioned the wushu, but also boxing seemed like a big part of the journey, and Manny Pacquiao specifically seemed like a big influence there. Like, he had the tribute post there and stuff like that. I also saw you had the artist rendering of yourself on Instagram there. It's from the art of Charlie Sulayau, I believe. And just, yeah, brilliant portrait there. Like, does that make you feel, I guess, like you're inspiring people in a similar way? Like, I mean, I'm not saying like, I'm not saying to like put yourself to the scale of Manny Pacquiao necessarily, but like just in the sense of like, do you think you're now somebody that's like inspiring a lot of people in a similar way? And if so, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, I believe so, that I'm in the status that I'm quite, people are getting inspired by me. I can say that by the messages that I'm getting on my messenger, that people are thanking me, and yeah, people are messaging me that they're looking up on me, that they're getting their inspiration from me, and I'm very happy that at least in this life I can help on those kind of simple ways that I can motivate and encourage someone to do their best in any field or any chosen career that they have. That's the thing. Because they know my life story, that I came from nothing. Now I'm here just because of how I believe and work on my dreams. And yeah, I'm happy that I'm proving it, and people are taking motivation on it also. And same thing, that's the thing, that the post that I posted in my Instagram, same thing. Manny Pacquiao may not know that I got inspired by his work, but the thing is, yeah, I'm one example that once you do good, people will look up on you and, yeah, take motivation from you. And that's a big help for them achieving their dreams also. So I'm very happy that now in this level, I believe that I'm not a superstar. I'm on my way. I'm on my way there. But now I'm happy because I got to touch other people while I'm in this status.
Yeah, that's a fair way to look at it. I mean, many more chapters still to be written in the story, but I imagine that's, you know, very motivating. Like you said, you came from very humble beginnings, and it seemed like a journey of just following your passion for it, and now you're able to inspire so many people. Like, I imagine that motivates your training on maybe some of the days where you're dragging a little bit. Like, maybe it's a little harder to get out and do the runs certain days, different exercises. I imagine that kind of thought is motivating certain days like that.
Yep.
Yeah, you love to see it, man, for sure. And I mean, just a great position in this fight here. Like, I mean, being in the main event and everything like that, do you put much stock in those kind of things, like being the top of the marquee kind of bout, or are you kind of down with whatever? Like, you'll open the show, like, doesn't really matter as much, kind of inconsequential.
Now, for me, I've been dreaming and visualizing that ever since I entered ONE Championship, that one day I want to be the main event in this organization. And that's the thing. I want to make my division as exciting as other divisions, or the best, or the most exciting division in martial arts. So that's one of my goal. And now it's finally here. It's happening. That I got to headline this event, this card. Even if I'm not fighting for the title, so it's a big blessing that, wow. Before a few years back, I'm just visualizing these things, and honestly, when I visualize these things, headlining one championship before, I was thinking that I can only I can only become the main event of one championship if I'm fighting for the belt. And suddenly this thing happened, this opportunity came that I'm fighting for the main event without even the belt. So that's even a big boost and big thing for me, because I'm the main event and there's no title in line. So wow, that's the level of, I think, for me, that's our level now, that okay, as long as you do good, do well, then you'll reach your dreams.
Yeah, I think it also speaks to, I guess, how the promotion is probably looking at the fight, just in terms of the landscape of the division. And it seems like strawweight is as stacked as it's been and as vibrant as it's been in many years. And I imagine, like, to your point before, you're talking about wanting it to be, you know, this huge, entertaining division. And I think all the building blocks are there right now. Like, Yosuke Tsuruta is a guy that I think you could match up well with. Alex Silva. Are all these different opponents kind of, like, stoking the interest and stuff like that, too? And do you, I guess, have a similar kind of perception that I do, where strawweight is in a really healthy, vibrant place there?
Yeah, yeah. For now, I am happy that strawweight division is very healthy right now, because yeah, just like Jared Brooks is coming in, we got tough opponents here, tough athletes. So it won't. I love it, because in our division, it won't get dull. It's always an exciting matchup if the strawweight fighters will go to each other. So I'm happy that I'm in this division.
Yeah, and it seems like there's some intrigue you have with, like, the special rules fight that's coming up there, and it seems like you'd entertain a similar thing in the future. Like, would you want to do, like, a similar breakdown, like a Muay Thai MMA kind of thing, or maybe even a different combat discipline, like maybe one round boxing, then maybe there's, like, a bit of an extended break, and then you switch to a different discipline? Like, what are you thinking in terms of a special rules fight if you had your way with it?
Yeah, that would be very, very... a good thing for me if they'll make an same thing, a special rule bout. But first, I want to address this first thing that they're going to make an special bout fight against Sorotang and DJ. So from that, and I'm happy. We'll see how it goes, but for sure, that's gonna be a positive thing, and hoping that they'll continue that, because in my side, I want to fight on that rule also. Maybe, yeah, just like what you've said, maybe boxing, then Muay Thai, then MMA. So that would be fun, very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Definitely a fun kind of concept for sure, a lot of potential with it for sure. But I mentioned a bit earlier Jared Brooks and some of the wrestling kind of stylings that he seems to have. I'm kind of curious from your perspectives, like what you've seen he brings to the table as a fighter. Like, what are his, I guess, like main stylistic tools? Like, what does he really, I guess, do well in your estimation from what you've seen?
So basing on what I've seen on his fights, he does really well. He got this explosive kind of wrestling, so he's very good on that. But the thing is, this is MMA. This is not wrestling. And yeah, he uses his wrestling very well to win his opponents, his previous opponents. But I really believe that I put the work to on how to handle his wrestling and how to counter it and stop his wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a very entertaining fight. I mean, on paper, you guys have very intriguing styles, and I think they match up quite well. But I'm sort of curious about the outside of training kind of components there, because it seems like you quite enjoy being out there in nature. Seems like you're an avid cyclist there. Like, what other ways do you like to kind of decompress from training and unwind? Like, what represents, you know, some hobbies for you there?
So, yep. I got this ritual that every after fight I need to go somewhere, a place that I've never been, or maybe I've been before but I didn't. I want to go to a place that I learned something from it once I get out on that place. So that's one of my rituals. So yeah, I love my hobbies, or I love hiking, and now I'm really hooked up on downhill mountain biking. So I use that for me to be active also on my rest days. So just like after training, we got this Sunday rest day or Wednesday afternoon rest day. I won't go and rest. I won't go and waste that time. And I'll use that to explore. If I'm not on the mountain hiking, I'll use that to go and, yeah, enjoy my hobby, downhill mountain biking.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. And it looks like it's a lot of fun from what I've seen you post on social media. I like the fact you go to visit different places after the fights, though. Do you have a specific location you're looking to go after this Brooks fight here?
I really plan to go back to Phuket or Malaysia after this fight, but yeah, due to this COVID thing, it's hard. So yeah, I'm planning to go and visit some places in just in near Manila. I need to check, and I need to, because I'm, yeah, the funny thing is I'm from Philippines, but I've got a lot of places there that I've never been to. So I want to explore Philippines or on Manila area more.
Yeah, that'd be cool for sure, though, man. And yeah, you've been really good with your time, and cool to get some insights from you ahead of this big fight here. But just in being mindful of your time and everything, is there anything you might want to add kind of as like a parting thought as we're wrapping up here, Lito?
Nah, nothing much. Just want to, yeah, thank everyone for their support, for my real fans out there who keep pushing me. And yeah, one thing to our OFWs or Filipino workers outside Philippines, who are sending their messages and saying that they're being inspired by us. And I got a message for them that, yeah, just hold on, and yeah, how to say it in words, sorry. one day your dreams will, or your hard work, okay, this is the right word for it, your hard work and sacrifices will pay, will be fruitful someday. So that's it, just work hard, work smart, and be safe wherever you are. And yeah, that's the thing, bring out the Filipino spirit. I know it's hard to sacrifice leaving your family just to work outside Philippines, but yeah, this is for a better future. So be strong, keep that Filipino fighting spirit high, keep safe always, and God bless.
That's a great note to end things off on. I think there's going to be a lot of that pride permeating in the One Circle, One Next Gen 3 coming up here, and people can check that out on November 26th. Jared Brooks and Lito Attawang getting out there in the circle in a very high-stakes fight there. And yeah, just really appreciate you coming on the show, Lito. It was awesome to get your thoughts ahead of this fight. You enjoy the rest of your day there, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.